न तथा भगवान राजन तुयत तपवादि भी जथा कृष्णार्पित प्राण तत्पुरुष निशिवया. दिस वर्स वी आर डिस्कसिंग लास्ट वीक. सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज अ फॉर्मिंग माय डियर किंग भगवान. भगवान मीन्स दोज हु आर सिंफुल पर्सन्स. प्रैक्टिकली एवरी वन ऑफ अस विद इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड मोर और लेस वी आर ऑल सिंफुल. द डिग्रीज मे बी डिफरेंट बट नोबडी इज uncontaminated. Simply, those who are engaged in the devotional service, they are on the prophylactic platform. But that does not mean they are uncontaminated. The devotees, they are also contaminated, but they are put into such transcendental platform that further contamination cannot attack them, and whatever contaminated life was there in the past, that is being counteracted. But don't think for a moment that now we have perfected ourselves. No. We should always bear in mind that we are in the midst of infected area. Any moment the infection can attack us. Take for example that in a neighborhood where there is infection of disease, say cholera or typhoid like that, those who have taken vaccines, anti-cholera vaccine or anti-typhoid vaccine, just like physicians, doctors, they go to treat contaminated patients. But if they are not cautious, the physician will become himself contaminated. Then the question will come out, physician healed thyself. A physician goes to treat, but if he is himself a diseased man, how he can treat? So our preachers, our devotees, should always remember that Maya is very strong. As soon as there is slackness, immediate Maya will attack. Just like the darkness and sunshine, you'll find in the time that they are side by side. Just on the margin, there is darkness, there is sunshine. So you can remain either in the sunshine or in the darkness. That is your choice. But the both things are side by side. Similarly, Krishna and Maya. Maya has no existence, just like darkness has no existence. Darkness means absence of light, that's all. Darkness has no independent existence. Similarly, Maya has no independent existence. Maya means where there is no Krishna. That is Maya. The Bhashan is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Just like this room is now illuminating, lighted. You just put off the switch, it immediately becomes dark. So the darkness, we haven't got to call it a creation. This immediately there is no light, there is dark. So immediately you are out of Krishna consciousness, immediately there is one. It is not that I'll have to call Maya, please come. She is already here. Simply, as soon as you are forgetful of Krishna, she is present. Therefore, here it is said, Natatha Jagavan Rajan Puyeta Tapo Adi Bhi. My dear king, these people who are in this material world, they're all in darkness. That's a fact. Without being sinful, nobody comes into this material world. Either he may be Brahma or an insignificant ant. Brahma is the most important personality or creature within this universe. An ant or insect, nobody cares for it. But both of them are the same living entity. That small spark. An elephant, gigantic body. And an insect, is minute body. Even if you have to see with the microscope, you can see with naked eyes. Both of them are living entities. And both of them have the same spiritual spark that is measured. I have several times explained. The measurement of spirit soul is there in the Shastra. That is 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. So you have no knowledge or instrument how to see that minute particle of soul. But there is measurement. There is measurement. It is in the Shastra. So that smallest particle, part and parcel of God, He is in every one of us. That is not born. That is there, always, existing. Najayata namriyate va. That particle, smallest particle soul, never takes birth, neither dies. That is eternal. But the death, birth and death is of different kinds of body. Designation. It is in the Shastra, it is called Upadhi. Upadhi, just like you have got an American designation due to the body. You are thinking, I am American. Why you are thinking American? Because you have got this birth of this body in America, that's all. Similarly, I am thinking of India because this body is made in India, that's all. But so far, the spirit soul is concerned. It is the same. It is the same. So this body we get within this material world according to pious or impious activity. Those who are very pious, pious means in this sense, in the worldly sense, morality. This is considered as for morality, charity. There are many other things, payasakti, tapasya, austerities, penance, meditation, so many to be hygienic, that is also pious activity. To be clean, but jhap bhantaram, outside, inside, these are all pious activities. So by pious activities, you can get yourself elevated to different higher standard of life. That's all. But you cannot get out of the classes of these four principles of material existence, namely birth, death, old age and disease. That is not possible. And our whole process is how to get out of this material entanglement. That is intelligence. The pious activity, those who are undergoing various types of pious activities, they can get their next life in the Brahma Loka, just like Brahma. You cannot calculate even his one day's duration of life, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Or in other planets, you can get 10,000s of years duration of life. Actually, from Vedic literature, you understand that in the moon planet, there are living entities whose life is 10,000s of years. And they are one day equal to our 6 months. Such 10,000. So this kind of life we can get by pious activity. But the pious activities may diminish also, just like you have got very good bank balance. Say, 10,000 millions of dollars you have got. But that does not mean that balance will not decrease. At any moment, the balance may come to the point of zero. And your condition is again the same, zero. The bank balance is finished and you are a pup. Similarly, the action of your past activities finished, then again you are the same. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, khine punne punah matalokam visanti. As soon as the result of your past activities are finished, you are again put into this lower planetary system. Just like your immigration department, in order to admit a foreigner as permanent resident, there are so many inquiries. And the most important inquiry is that how we shall live here, how much bank balance you have got and we will provide for. They want to be satisfied in this point first. So, as soon as the immigration department sees that your bank balance is nil and nobody is providing, then immediately they will ask, please get out. Please get out, immediately. The same thing. You go to the higher planet. But the strength of your past activities, as soon as it is finished, you will be asked, please get out. So these are not very safe places. That if you want to go to the higher standard of life, that is material propensities. Everyone is trying to have higher standard of life. That is called civilization, or that is called perfection of life. No. Here, higher standard of life means to live for some more days or have some facilities for sense gratification. But that is not out of sinful life. No. real high standard of life is Krishna consciousness. That you have to understand. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone is sinful. Everyone. Therefore here it is said, Jagavan. Jagavan means sinful. So he recommends, my dear king, the sinful man cannot get out of the reaction by so-called austerities, meditation, purification, truthfulness, and controlling the senses, controlling the mind. So many are. He cannot come to the perfection state simply by undergoing these processes. It is not possible. It is not that they are not making progress. They are making progress. But it is not so much perfect. How? Krishnarpita. Jatha Krishnarpita prana. A person who has dedicated his life to Krishna. Jatha Krishnarpita prana. Tat purusha nishibaya. And one has engaged himself in devotion and service 24 hours, 10%, without any deviation. Nobody can be compared with that person. He may practice austerities, penances, yogic practice, or pious activities, morality, there are so many nice things. But still, all of them combined together cannot be equal to the person who has dedicated his life to Krishna. This is clearly said. Then again he says, Sadhrichina jhangaloki pantha khima akutobhaya. Therefore, my dear king, if you want guaranteed progress of life without any fail, Samichina. Sadhrichina means this is the considered opinion of the Vedic knowledge. Sadhrichana, Samichana. Just like if you do something and if I say it is right, yes, that is confirmation. Yes, then it is right. Similarly, if one has taken to Krishna consciousness, so Sukhdev Goswami says, this is the right path, sadhrichina. Sadhrichina jhangaloki pantha khema akubhuto bhaya. Khema, protection. Protection. This is the same thing, prophylactic measure. If you are taking all the injection prophylactic measures, then even if you move in the contaminated area, you are not affected. So, Sukhdev Goswami recommends khema. Khema means auspiciousness. Jata khema. Khema te hetu na kutasit Vignade bhayam. Srila Swami explains khema. Khema means full security. Na vignade bhayam. Suppose you are going to do something, there may be so many hindrances. But this path, this Krishna consciousness is so nice that there is no fear of any hindrance. If you strictly follow the principle, this, why not follow strictly? It is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. Because in the beginning we have no attachment for Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore the stricture is that you must chant so many beats. So long we haven't got natural aptitude, natural affection for chanting Hare Krishna. We must follow this rule. But when you actually become experienced or advanced in Krishna consciousness, then for a moment you cannot remain without chanting Hare Krishna. But so long we don't come to that stage, we must strictly follow to chant the 16 laws. That is Maya is there. She is always looking for the opportunity. When I shall grasp it, he is trying to get out of my clutches. So, just like somebody is paying interest, so the loan giver wants that he go on giving, just like bank, they are advertising so many ways that please come and take loan from us and pay us interest. That is their business. The American card, this Master card, this card, so many allurations. You take loan for decorating your home, you take loan for riding a motor car, you take loan for this and that, they're offering. Their only business is that as soon as he comes, 8%, 10%, come on. So their business is 10%. Similarly, Maya, she does not like that we shall get out of her clutches. She is always making plans how to keep us. Under her clutches. It is certified by Lord Krishna himself. He said, Daivi jesa gunamahi mamo maya durataya. Durataya means very, very difficult to get out of the clutches of my maya. This maya is Krishna's maya. Just like the criminal department is also government's department. Government has equal attention to the criminal department. Similarly, maya is also Krishna's maya. Nobody is out of Krishna's clutches. So therefore, the theory that Krishna, when he comes, he also becomes under the control of maya, that's a nonsense theory. No. Krishna does not become under the control of maya. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma Maya. He is not forced to come here. We are forced to accept something. I have been forced to accept a certain type body. You have been forced to accept certain type of body. But Krishna is not that. Krishna does not accept a body forced upon him by Maya. Then he'll miss it. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that abhijananti manga murha, the fools and the skulls, they deride at me that Krishna is also like one of us. He may be very learned, very powerful, or very beautiful, but he is also one of the human beings. No. He's not one of the human. So you should study Bhagavad Gita very critically. How he's not human body? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You know, in the fourth chapter, Krishna says that I taught this lesson of Bhagavad Gita millions of years ago to the sun god. Now Arjuna, question, these are very intelligent part of Bhagavad. The Krishna, you are my cousin brother, our age is practically the same. How is that I shall believe that you taught millions of years ago the sun god? Arjuna knew perfectly well that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What he says is all right. But because we shall misunderstand Krishna, therefore he puts this question. What is that Krishna question? He says, my dear Krishna, oh, this sun god, the Vibhushan, he was born long, long years ago. And you are born just along with me. How I can believe that you taught? So the answer was, Krishna, yes, although it is millions and millions of years ago, and you are also with me, because you are my eternal friend. So it is to be understood you are also at that time present. But you have forgotten, I have not forgotten. There is the difference. Krishna says, both you and me, we had many, many births, but you have forgotten them. I do not forget. In another place, Krishna says, Vedaham samititani. I know everything, past, present and future, but nobody knows me. So you have to study Bhagavad Gita in this way. Then you'll understand. So anyone who has got this material body, this material body means it is an encasement for suffering. That's all. So you do not think that we are free from this material contamination. But so long you are in Krishna consciousness fully, then these contamination cannot touch you. You are in the midst of contamination. But if you inject yourself with Krishna consciousness and keep yourself what is called prophylactic or antiseptic, then these contamination cannot touch you. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamiva ja prapadante mayamitang tarantite. Maya is very difficult. That's a fact. But anyone who has surrendered unto me, he can survive the control of Maya. The same thing is confirmed here by Sukadeva Goswami, that one who has dedicated his life, prana, prana means life, Krishnarpita, simply surrender, Krishna, from this day I am yours, that's all. I was forgetful of you for many, many births. Now by your kindness, by your grace, I understand that you are the supreme. This knowledge comes after many, many births. Bhavanam janmanavanti. These speculators are speculating. What is the ultimate goal of life? After such speculation of many, many births, when one is actually wise, he surrenders to Krishna. And as soon as he surrenders to Krishna, he becomes unaffected by the contamination of Maya. This is the cause. Krishnarpita mano. Nothing to think except Krishna. We have got there for so many engagements from morning. 4 o'clock up to 10 o'clock. Why so many engagements? Why not make it a plan that once in a week let us go and become Krishna conscious? No. You should become Krishna conscious 24 hours. Then it is possible that Maya will not touch you. If you make an official program, then along with other business, I shall meditate upon Krishna for half an hour, 15 minutes. For that 15 minutes, of course, you are uncontaminated. But if you other 24 hours you engage, then it is Maya. If you burn a match stick and pour upon it 3 gallons of water, so how it will burn? You see, it is useless. Waste of time. You must burn the stick, match stick, and get it more and more blazing. That should be your business. Not that I do it for a moment and pour water. This is useless, waste of time. So, Sukadeva Goswami recommends the sadhri china ayang loke pantha khimo akutu bhayam. Akutu bhayam means there is no risk. The same thing is explained in the Bhagavad Gita also, 9th chapter. The Lord says that susukham kartuma bhayam. This process, this Krishna consciousness is so nice. But it is the easiest process. Now, to remain always in contact with Krishna, this our program, even sleeping, one has to have think of Krishna. If one has to rise early in the morning, then while sleeping, he is also very alert. So I must have to rise. I have to Krishna. So that means in sleeping, he is also thinking of Krishna. You see? Then after awakening, he takes care of the temple room and Krishna sings. Then further engagement. In this way, up to 10 or 11 or 12, if you keep yourself, then it is very nice that Maya is away. All these hours, Maya is away. Therefore, this path is recommended. It is accepted by all sages, all saintly persons. Aradhita jadi hari sapasata takim. If you are worshipper or devotee of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no more necessity of any kind of austerity. And Krishna says, susukham kartum abba. This, engagement is very pleasurable. What is the difficulty? Yet the boys are simply chanting and dancing and eating prasadam. What is the difficulty here? Such a nice temple, neat and clean, and they are dancing, they are eating, they are chanting, they enjoy. So susukham. Susukham means every part of this engagement is pleasurable. By pleasurable. This transcendental intoxication is so nice that you don't have to take time to pleasure by LSD or wine or these or that. It is automatically, transcendentally, intoxication. So come to this intoxication and your life will be saved. This is our propaganda. We invite everyone without any distinction. There is no distinction. Krishna is for everyone. Practically, you see, these boys and girls, from their childhood, they were not trained in this life. Neither they had any qualification. But how nice they are becoming. Anyone, any sane man can understand. One lady reporter in Philadelphia, she was surprised. She asked, "Are you American? Are you American boys?" "Yes." "So I was Susukham, Kottumabba." "And the as much as you be advanced, that is your secure. Krishna consciousness, if you cannot execute 10%, any percent, 1%, 2%, 3%, 10%, anyone, up to 99.9%, whatever you do, that is your permanent asset. It will never be destroyed. Just as you are spirit, soul, you are never destroyed. Similarly, your spiritual activities will never be destroyed. Abhayam. It is called Abhayam. Indestructible. Therefore, this is the safest way of self-realization. That is the commentary. Sushila sadhavat jatra narayana parayana. And what is the evidence? Just see how the words of Bhagavata value. That anyone you find actually gentle, good behaved, he is a devotee. He must be a devotee. Otherwise, he cannot be gentle and good behaved. One postmaster in India, when I went to see him in connection with my back to Godhead there. So he asked me, at that time I was not sannyasi, I was householder. I retired from household life. He said, Goswamiji, if somebody is honest, moral, and pious, then does he require to be God conscious again? So I replied immediately. Unless one is God conscious, he cannot be honest, he cannot be pious, he cannot be gentle. He cannot be. You are stopped. This is the only means that one can be gentle, one can be good behaved, one can be pious. Unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot, simply by law, by training, by this. I do not wish to name. We have sometimes talks with learned scholars. They can quote from many books, but so far their character is concerned, it is most abominable. I do not wish to name them. They are sometimes doctors, these or that. But see their character, private life is most abominable. Therefore, it is a fact that these, qualification to become moral, to become gentle, that is not possible. Nobody. I can give you so many examples. I think I shall give you one good example that in our country, you have heard the name of Mahatma Gandhi. So sometimes back, when there was political upheaval, so Mahatma Gandhi nominated some of his disciples that next year he should be president. But public, by votes, another, Subhash Chandra Bose, he was elected president. So, Gandhi, he was so angry that he did not attend the Congress meeting. He went away. Now see, these are two stories. He was actually a very good man, Mahatma. But, this is not gentlemanliness. He He should have accepted when public has elected the other man as president. Why shall I interfere with it? Is it not against gentleman's principle? Well, I nominated somebody that he should be president. But public did not like him. They have elected somebody else. So why shall I interfere with that? That is not gentlemanly. If you depend on public vote, then whatever public has elected, you have to accept. That is gentlemanly. So, my point is, in the material world, actually, perfectly, nobody can be gentleman. Unless he is Krishna conscious. Sushila, he said, Sushila. Sushila means good behavior. And sadhava means honest. Good behaved, honest. You'll find everyone, actually who is good behaved and honest, he must be a devotee of Lord. Narayana. Sushila sadhava jatta Narayana parayana. So therefore, it is the duty of every state. If the state wants actually the citizen to be honest and to be pious, good behaved, they should introduce this Krishna consciousness movement. That is practical suggestion. But unfortunately, they are trying to prosecute our poor devotee. Because they are so kind, going to the street, chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and purifying the whole area. Therefore, they should be stopped. This is called Kali Yuga. Sachcha bole to mare latha. If you speak the truth, then people will be angry. And if you cheat them, they will be very much pleased. You see? And because I say that unless you become Krishna conscious, you have no qualification, that people will say Swamiji is very rigid and conservative. He does not give any credit to others. But that's a fact. How can I give? Here in this hostel, it is said, just see practical by practical example. In your country, so many Swamis, so many yogis came. Find out any student of such yogis and Swamis comparable with my student. That is my challenge. So how can you say that there can be anything good beyond Krishna consciousness? There is no possibility. So this is also confirmed here that sadhava susila jatra narayana parayana prashchittani chindani. Again he is speaking from the opposite side. What is that? Prayaschittani chinnani narayana parangamukham na nishpunanti rajendra surakumbha mivapoga. In our country has gone to hell, another thing. Those who are Krishna conscious, those who are following the Vedic principles, according to them, if one drop of wine pollutes the whole thing. The example is given that if you have got a bucket full of milk and drop on it one drop of wine, it is immediately becomes useless. It cannot be done. So here this example is being given, but it is difficult to understand. Here it is said that prayaschittani chinnani narayana parangmukham. Any atonement for counteracting sinful life, but without being Krishna consciousness. is just like to wash a pot which contains wine by water. That means a pot which contains wine, if you want to cleanse it, it is not possible. It is to be thrown away. It is not to be cleansed. It is to be thrown away. So, you can undergo many kinds of austerities, mystic yogas, or this or that. But ultimately, if you are godless, if you have no God consciousness, it is useless, all. Samaya vai kevala. Simply, uselessly wasting time. That's a fact. Prashtittani chinnani narayanam parang mukham nanispandanti rajendra surakumbham ibhava. Just like you cannot cleanse the wine pot by washing it with any amount of water. It is not possible. It never becomes purified. Similarly, persons who are Narayana Parangmukha, who are averse to God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, their austerities, penances, mystic power, these or that, they are useless. They cannot be purified in that. That's the fact. Then he said, Sakin mana Krishna padar vindayo nirbeshitanga jat gunaragi jairiha nati jamanga pasa vitastha tad bhatan sapne pipashanti hichirna niskita. Now, he says further, Sakin mana Krishna padar vindayo. Krishna padar vindayo. Upon the lotus feet of Krishna, one who has given his mind, at least for some time, sakina mana, Krishna padaravindayo, nidveshitam, tad gunaragi jairiha, and somehow has that. Once one has become attracted by the transcendental attributes of Krishna, for him, once only, even not whole life, sometime, if he has become, then what is the result? Nate jamanga pasa bhitastha tadvata. It is guaranteed for him that the Jamaraj will never send his messenger to take him there. Sapne pipashyanti nachina niskrita. They will not even dream that I have to go and bring that man for punishment here. Sometimes in India, somebody, in India long ago, somebody asked me, at that time I was here, so what is this? So I told, this is, what is called, a dog? Collar? Collar? Yes, it is the collar of the dog. If Jamaraj is trying to find out a dog without collar for shooting, so if you put this, Jamaraj will not shoot you. Because he will understand this collar is given by Krishna, so he is pet dog or pet animal of Krishna. So he is not to be touched. So next week we shall recite the story of Ajamir, how he was saved by his slight Krishna consciousness. And this is an example, very nice. Thank you very much.